From the headquarters of Team Cowboy, coming to you all the way from Anderson, South Carolina, this is the Finance Cowboy Show, where we're going to teach you how you can create your dream life through the greatest asset in the world, real estate. I'm your host, Jaron Sustar, and I went from having zero properties in 2018 to a portfolio of over $5 million worth of real estate by 2021, and I am excited to be able to teach you all the lessons, tips, and tricks that I have learned throughout my journey while also introducing you to some of the greatest real estate minds in this entire world. So without further ado, let's get this party started. What up and welcome to the show today. I'm going to break down for you guys all of my numbers in 2023, the deals that I bought, how Finance Cowboy performed, to give you a transparent view into our life, how our businesses are running, how our real estate portfolio is going, and what our goals are for 2024. So I came into 2023 and really didn't know what the future was going to hold. So I knew Finance Cowboy was starting to grow. We had launched our first mentorship in November of 2022, where we teach people to invest in real estate through our Rental Academy. And we had a great launch. The product has continued to get better. We have a fantastic team. We've really optimized everything. And those who come into our world are starting to buy real estate a lot and really fast. And so we really nailed that down. And it's been so much fun to watch and be a part of, to see all these people's lives being changed through buying real estate. But I knew, I was like, okay, for having this success, we launched and made, brought in 200 grand worth of revenue within about 10 to 14 days in November of 2022. When we launched Rental Academy, I said, okay, I think we're onto something here. I have been through a lot of real estate transactions. I've done a lot of real estate deals. I still do a lot of real estate deals, and people enjoy my personality. Some people do, not everybody does, but those who do, like, they connect with me because I'm just a normal everyday dude. I got a family involved in my community and my church. Like, I think this thing's going to continue scaling as long as our brand continues to grow. We take care of people, continue to offer value. And so we made the decision to start bringing on employees in 2023 to Finance Cowboy. So up until this time, it had pretty much just been me, myself, and I. There'd be times where I'll bring in an intern to help me, or somebody may help me part-time, just doing little tasks. But for the grand scheme of things, it pretty much been myself. And then for a short period of time, I had a really good friend of mine who is an integral part in getting the Rental Academy completed and launched and ready to go. So I've had a lot of help from people along the way. And those of you who've been there, you guys know who you are. But it was time to stabilize and bring on employees that I could train, teach to do things that we need done in the business. And so from a business standpoint in 2023, we brought on a copywriter. So somebody who does emails, they write for our landing pages, they'll send out text messages. They're starting to do more on the social media side and essentially taking my voice and turning it into words on a consistent basis. We have a full-time video editor, and they are super vital to our business because we put out a lot of content. So that includes everything you see on Instagram, TikTok, and then as well as the podcast editing and the YouTube editing. Then we have the guy who's kind of like our Swiss Army knife, social media manager, but then also paid ads and moving more into a marketing role and our funnels and all that good stuff. And so we brought him on the team, and then a part-time coach, a part-time appointment setter, people who will conversate with anybody who's interested in joining our community, a full-time salesperson, full-time admin, couple other part-time coaches. And so I look, and at the beginning of 2023, it's just essentially me, myself, and I, and a buddy of mine kind of doing this. To today, we have, what, 5 or 6 full-time employees and multiple part-time employees. And so it's really been a year of growth, not only from a financial standpoint for Finance Cowboy, but also for myself and our team in our professional growth. Never have I managed this many people at one time while we're still an infant. So we're really working on building out those systems and processes, having the org chart in place, everybody knowing exactly what they're doing, feeling confident in their role. And mainly for me, my biggest thing has been stop sending all the direction from the top down, me kind of being like a dictator and then being my task rabbits, and instead setting the vision. Here's what I want to happen. Here's when it needs to happen. This is a framework of what it needs to look like. You guys go and execute, and allowing them to really own their role and make it better. And that's really tough for me, coming from a dude who's been running this brand. I started it 2.5 years ago, and it's been all of my ideas up until this point. And so it's much easier said than done to be able to just pull back and say, you know what? I brought you on because you're a high-level person. You have a lot of ability. go run with it. I'm having to do that. And I want to do that because if you don't do that as a business owner, then you will cap the growth of your business. You can do this. I don't care if it's your small business or if it's your real estate business. If you're trying to do every little thing in your real estate business, from flipping to buying rentals, you're only going to damper your growth. You're going to create this ceiling, and it's going to be lower than the ceiling would be if you hire high-level people on and allow them to go after it and put their own twist on things and go help you accomplish that vision. So that's kind of been what 2023 has looked like when I look back and I say, okay, what's a big theme of 2023? It's like the growth of Finance Cowboy from the team perspective and financially. So we will hit, I believe, over 700 grand. I got to double check, 700 to 800 grand in revenue this year. I have a profit of close to $200,000. So we didn't hit that seven figure mark this particular year, but we were really, really, really darn close to doing it. And I'm super excited now that we have the team in place, because everybody, the whole team didn't get in place until probably August or September. And so we've got a great team in place. We've been working to get the foundation set with who does what. They're knowing their role, doing their job, understanding what's required of them, understanding, you know, how this business works, and then building out what we call our marketing funnels that bring people into our world so that we can change their lives by getting them into our different courses and coaching programs. And so it's been a fantastic year of revenue, a decent year of profit, and our goal is to pretty much double that in 2024. And if we can do that, if we can double the revenue that we have coming in, that means that we can double the amount of people who we work with who start buying real estate. And so from a business standpoint, it's fantastic because profit goes up and the business is healthier when you have, when you generate more income. But from the impact standpoint, which is why I started this brand to begin with, the impact doubles. And so folks who have never bought real estate, or folks who've bought a couple properties but they're stuck and they don't know how to scale, when they come into our world in 2024, we are going to be able to help them push through those roadblocks, and they're going to start on this journey to change in their life. And if we hit our metrics we set as a business, we are going to be able to double what we've done in just this 1 year alone and help twice the amount of people in 2024. And I truly believe we're going to do it, and I cannot wait to go on that journey. It's cool to look back and see where this started with me just posting on an Instagram account with zero followers to hear where we are today, and the future, and how bright the future is, and the importance and power of an audience. I would encourage you guys in 2023, I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit here, but in 2024, to work on building a personal brand. What is something that you enjoy? What's something you're the expert in? What's something that everybody around you asks you about to help them with? And then just start posting about it on social media. You can start with your personal Facebook page if you want to start there. But offer value, offer education, offer entertainment around the topic that you're passionate about and that you love, and begin to build a brand. I really wish I could take you guys like into my brain to be able to see the benefits, the positives, and the power that comes from having an audience and being able to speak to them and building that trust, and then ultimately being able to work closely with them to help them achieve their goals. And not everybody's going to do that. Some people you're just going to get to add free value to over and over and over, and they're never going to come into your world intimately where you can work with them one-on-one to help like we do in the Rental Academy. But start telling your story, because there is power and life change in having an audience and having a reach, and it opens up a lot of cool doors and opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise. On the real estate front, I was looking. I think we bought 5 properties this year. I feel as though I'm missing 1 or 2. It's pretty bad because I have my list here. But I'm pretty certain there's 1 or 2 that I'm leaving off. So I'm going to go dig in this afternoon. And if I find some, I'll add them in the show notes. But when I look down this list, we bought, in no particular order, 111 Anderson Avenue in Anderson, South Carolina. So it was an off-market duplex that was brought to me. And the people who owned it, they were elderly, and their parents had owned it years ago. So this has been in the family years and years and years. It was previously somebody's home a long time ago in the early 1900s, and then it became an office building on either side, and they turned it into a duplex, and then it's just been sitting empty for 8 years. And so the sellers got hooked up with an agent I know, and the agent said, hey, they're looking to sell this thing. Are you interested in making an offer before we put it on the market? And I said, sure. And so I just kind of threw out a number, to be honest. Like, I looked at, I'd say that, I don't, that's kind of misleading. I looked at what the after repair value prices were in that area. So I knew fixed up this duplex was going to be around 240 grand. And then I looked at how much work I needed to put into it, which was about $100,000. And when it's all said and done, I was like, you know what? I need to get this property for 70-ish to 80 grand. So I made an offer at 70 grand. They countered at 74. And so I locked this puppy up at $74,000. And so sure enough, I'm going to have about $100,000 in the rehab. So we'll be all in at 174, but then it'll be worth 240. So I'll have equity once we're done fixing it up of what's that math? $65,000-$70,000 if I'm doing that correctly. So my net worth will just have grown by, call it 70 grand for easy math. And then we'll get about $1,000 rent on both sides of those doors. So that's $2,000 a month coming in rent, like our mortgage plus what our fees will be monthly between maintenance fees and taxes, insurance will be about $1,000. So we should cash flow around $1,000 on this duplex. And the cool thing is it has a back lot that I can build on as well. So huge deal that we landed in 2023. 404 Lee Street is a property that I bought a partner out of. And so I owe about $65,000 on that balance. And that house is worth around $155,000. So I just picked up about $90,000 worth of equity. So you look at between Anderson Avenue and Lee Street, that's $150,000 of net worth growth right there. And Lee Street is renting for $850 a month currently. And then I have a note of $65,000 on that. Then we have 104 Francis Street, bought it for $60,000. So we have a mortgage right now of $48,000. Estimated property value was $100,000. I think it may be actually a little bit higher. I think I could probably get to the 110 to 115 range, but we'd be conservative. We'll say it's worth $100,000, and it is about to be listed for rent for between $900 and $1,000. So we'll have some really good cash flow and cash on cash return coming into play off of 104 Francis Street. Then I bought 115 Roberts Drive with a partner. So we paid $105,000 for this property. We're currently in the middle of rehab. Our rehab will cost us about $45,000. So we'll be all in at $150,000. Then we will probably burr this, cash out, refinance it, and rent this for somewhere between $1,550 and $1,750 a month. But the cool thing is the property value is going to be probably around $230,000 to $240,000. So after we refi, because we're going to burr this property, we bought it using hard money. We're fixing it up using hard money. Then we're going to refinance into a bank loan at $150,000. So we'll have a $150,000 mortgage on this property somewhere in that ballpark when we're done with the rehab. But it's worth at least $230,000 once we get done with it. At least $230,000. So we look at our equity split there. We just added $80,000 worth of equity to our name. Now I'm in a partnership on that. So $40,000 goes to me and $40,000 goes to my partner when we split the cash flows and when we look at the equity split. That is a huge bump. And so you look at what I say before, $150,000 equity gain for some of the properties I bought, then add this one in, another 40 or 50. So that puts me at 200 or plus equity we have added just off the bat, just from the purchase without letting these properties increase in value or decrease over time. And I'll talk about that here in a second. And then the other property that I am thinking of is 2903 Edgewood Avenue, and that has been a flip that we have been doing for 7 months. So we bought it for $148,000. We'll be all in at about $160,000 most likely. So that puts us in at $210,000, and we will list it for sale around $275,000. So hopefully we'll make $60,000-$65,000 gross on this. And then when it's all said and done, we'll probably take home a net of $30,000 in that ballpark. So not the best profit that we could have had if we would have got this project turned around quicker, because our holding costs are eating into $10,000 to $15,000 of profit. So we're losing $10,000 to $15,000 worth of profit because this deal took so long to get done. I explained that in another video of why it took so long, but we still should come out ahead. At the end of the day, you make $30,000. That's not a bad day. You can't be too upset about that. But when you know you could have brought home more bacon just by turning the project around quicker, it does frustrate you a little bit. And so those are the properties that I can think off the top of my head that we added to the portfolio this year. I would have most likely added more when I started this year. I wanted to buy 12 to 15. But what I mentioned earlier with the business, we've had so much growth with the business, new employees coming in, training, building out systems, creating strategy, that I have pulled back a little bit. And instead of buying 12 to 15 properties, we stopped at somewhere between, I mentioned five, but I feel like there's two more, somewhere between five and seven which is still a fantastic year. But what's very powerful is I started doing this in 2018. And so not only did I just create, what I say, $200,000, $250,000 worth of equity immediately through buying these five properties and generated cash flow, but also my existing portfolio of all the properties that we've been buying over the last 5 to 6 years, you know what happened in 2023 this year to those properties? They continue to go up in value and tenants continue to pay down debt. And so this spread, this net worth that is connected to my name has grown substantially because of properties that I've already had that this compounding effect has been happening. And so they've just been getting more valuable while debt's being paid off. Rents have been increasing. I've been getting tax benefits, depreciation, write-offs, and it's this beautiful concoction that just compounds us. So these five properties that I added, like we've got most of them stabilized, which is, you know, we've got them renovated and rented or almost flipped, or we're really close. And now they're getting put into the, what I call the spin cycle. So they've already created me wealth immediately through forced appreciation, but now they are in the spin cycle to where the compounding effect is going to start happening. And so I'll look at these five properties that I bought this year, 5 years from now in 2028, and I'll look and, you know, for example, Anderson Avenue that maybe is worth $240 today that I bought for $74 will now be worth, call it $300,000. Okay. We'll just throw numbers out there. It'll be worth $300,000. And my mortgage today on Anderson Avenue is $59,000, but that'll be paid down to, throwing out random numbers here, call it $38,000. So now we've got a property 5 years later that's worth $300,000, but we only owe $38,000, and all that mortgage has been paid by tenants. So now my net worth just on that particular property has grown to $260,000. Picture this. You're ready to put an offer on the perfect investment property, but then you hit a wall. Financing. Dealing with hard money lenders is the biggest headache us real estate investors have, and I thought that's just how hard money had to be until I met Backflip. Backflip is totally different. They're changing hard money by making loans actually stress-free. And I know this firsthand because I personally use them for my own deals. It's the perfect combo of tech and real people. Their free app makes everything more efficient, and every loan is personalized to what matters to you, be it low interest, high leverage, or zero payments until you sell or refi. And while other lenders just write a check and forget about you, Backflip has been a true partner for my business. Call them anytime with any question. Even if you don't borrow for them, you can use their app to pull comps and estimate profits. Discover the Backflip difference at backflip.mobi/financecowboypod. And so hopefully this kind of opens your eyes to how this whole wealth thing and life change thing and financial freedom works through real estate is buying these properties, letting time do its thing. And the more you can add and allow this compound effect to happen, the better off you're going to be. So that's been what my year has looked like from a business standpoint and from our real estate standpoint. Now, looking forward to 2024, our goals from a business standpoint, I mentioned, you know, revenue-wise, we want to double. We want to go from, you know, where we are today, close to 700-800 to 1.5. million in revenue. That's our goal. I think we can do that, and I think we can blow it out of the water. And that's going to include courses, mentorship, affiliate referrals, and sponsorships. So companies that we sponsor that will sponsor our podcast, that will do social media posts, emails about. And so that's where we're headed on a revenue side. From a people side, it's really taking the time to train folks, making them feel empowered in their role, having that stability so that everybody knows exactly what's expected of them. And they know, you know, we're not worrying about, you know, what am I supposed to do? How do I do it? Instead, we've graduated to how do I become excellent at it? And so when our team's able to focus on that and stop having to worry as much about how to do their role and what exactly should they be doing, then I think you're going to see the Finance Cowboy brand really, really, really explode onto the scene even greater than we've been able to up to this point. And I am super excited about it. And we have a bunch of studs on the team, just superstars that are absolutely crushing. I couldn't be more thankful for them. So to see what's going to happen in 2024 from a business standpoint is going to be fantastic. We're looking at creating lower ticket courses. So right now we just have our mentorship, the Rental Academy mentorship, which is a higher ticket price. And it's probably undervalued. We're actually raising the price on that in 2024. So if you want to get in for 2023 pricing, plus get a 25% discount, click on the link in this bio. But we're going to raise the price on the mentorship because we're offering so much value and so many people are having so much success that we realize, you know, I think we're offering more value than what we're charging for. But we're also going to offer in some lower ticket items and give people an opportunity to build that foundational knowledge, maybe without the full-on mentorship, and then put together a lot of different guides and calculators and templates for you guys to be able to take advantage of too. So, and then, you know, on the creative side from videos, we're really focusing on long form. So these podcasts, I plan on getting away from having a lot of guests and more so just me talking to you about different topics, things I'm experiencing in my life and the real estate front that you can apply to yours, or you can put in the back of your mind. And should you ever have, you know, that situation come up down the road, you're like, you know what? I think I heard that on Jaron's podcast. This is how he handled it. And, you know, hopefully that'll help you, you know, down the road as you progress in your real estate journey. And then from a real estate standpoint this year, you know, I am still working through what my goals are for, you know, number of properties I'm trying to acquire, what my strategy is. So I believe that I will probably shoot for 8 to 10 properties and we'll burr probably 70 to 75% of those. So I'll look for undervalued distressed properties that I can go burr and snag up without having to leave much capital in it. I think there's going to be a ton of opportunity in 2025. I know there is. There's a ton of opportunity right now because houses are sitting longer. Rates are going to get cut next year, somewhere between the 3 and 6 times. So they'll go down 25 basis points each time. And so debt is going to get less expensive. But I don't think houses are going to start moving faster immediately because of that. So it's going to continue to drive prices down while debt's becoming cheaper. And I think we're going to see that for probably 1.5 to 2 years. And so I really want to be really, really aggressive with snagging up deals while there's less competition in the market and while debt is becoming less expensive. Because eventually, when those rates continue to drop down and people feel comfortable and jobs are stabilized and people feel good about the market, then they're going to start buying again because we have such a supply shortage. So as those rates drop, supply shortage kicks in, we're going to start seeing a lot of movement again. It'll probably be 2025, 2026 before it really jolts up. But those who are buying right now and getting these discounts are going to win again on the ride up. And so it's really important for me, while I am focused on the business and really have to spend a lot of time with that, I do not want to miss out on this huge opportunity because I truly, truly, truly believe that this is a fantastic opportunity to add to the wealth that we've already built and watch it expedite when we hit the mid-2020s here in the next couple of years. So I'm really going to focus in buying, you know, single family residential homes myself, burying them. And then I'm also probably going to look at doing some syndications on larger multifamily deals and giving you guys the opportunity to invest with me. So a lot of people bought some multifamily properties the incorrect way over the last couple of years. They got greedy, they didn't underwrite correctly, and they put themselves in tough situations. And so, like we say in the real estate world, there's going to be blood in the streets or blood in the water. And it's already starting to happen with these larger multifamily deals. We're looking at 50 to 100 units. And so we're looking at putting together, I've already got like the back end team in place, but we're looking at, you know, how do we structure it to allow you guys to come in and invest with us to be able to capitalize on this from a syndication standpoint. So I'm really excited about that. We're still working out all the details, but I'm super excited to be able to jump into that larger multifamily space myself and invest in it because I think there's so much opportunity. And it's kind of like the same thing we do now. It's undervalued deals most of the time, and we're essentially burring just on a larger scale. But there's a lot of opportunity there today. So that's going to be extremely, extremely fun, and I can't wait to get that rolling. So we got a lot coming in 2024. It's been a crazy 2023. It's been the year of ridiculous growth for me, ridiculous challenge. I will say running a business, the Finance Cowboy business, like me making content and posting videos, easy, comes natural to me. Love communicating, love helping people. But when it comes to managing folks, setting vision, holding people accountable while you're still trying to do all this other stuff because the business is so young, it has been one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, and I am so thankful for it. The old saying, those who don't quit win. And I have been knocked down enough in life. I've faced enough trials. I've had enough adversity, whether it be in sports when I was younger or whether it be, you know, in the working world or in family life, to know that if you don't give up, then you're going to have a good chance of succeeding in the future. You hear these statistics, most businesses, what, die after 2 years, and then more of them don't make it past 5 years, and almost none of them make it 10 years. And when you really dig into that statistic, you realize it's because most people quit. There's so much struggle that goes with it, and they can never get organization systems and SOPs in place. So they're always just scurrying around. They're living on this like cortisol high at all times. They're constantly stressed. They're in overdrive, and they got into this business to give themselves more freedom and to, you know, be able to control their time. And what happens is they end up having their time controlled more than if they were just working for an employer with their set hours. And so I have learned that it's like anything. When I look at managing money, if you don't manage your money, if you don't budget and tell it where to go, it will do its own thing. It will make its own decisions. And the same thing is true with your time, and the same thing's true with running a business. If you do not structure the business and tell each person their role and put in functions and operating procedures for each particular thing, it's going to run your life. And so I would encourage anybody who's going through this in their business, stop, take a breath. I was there with you earlier in 2023. There's lots of small business owners there with you now. You're okay, but it's time to build out some structure in place so that you can grow. Build that foundation so that you can grow. That's what we've done, and we're continuing to do, and I'm excited for the growth of 2024 and the challenge that comes with it. You got to enjoy the challenge. The journey is where the joy is at. It's not the destination. When you reach the destination, it's never as good as you think. So enjoy the journey along the way, and I can't wait to see what all you guys accomplish in 2024. I would love if you guys, number one, would take 2 seconds and go leave a 5-star review for this podcast or like the channel if you're listening on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. It helps get this to more people. But also, if you would send me a DM, a direct message on Instagram, telling me what were your big accomplishments in 2023 and what are you shooting for in 2024? I'd love to personally hold you accountable. I was very vulnerable and gave you mine. Now I'd love to hear yours. So guys, I hope you have a fantastic new year. Go crush 2024. And I'll see you on the other side.